saying is true. But I can't understand sometimes, baby, why I'm so weak for you. Listen, I can leap tall buildings in a single bound. When it comes to getting over you, baby, well, I can't get off the ground. And but they call me the Superman lover, yeah. Say they call me the Superman lover, yeah. But something wrong with me to see. Sometimes, baby, I can't keep up with you. I got X-ray vision, and I can see through steel too, baby. I know it's something wrong with me, cause I can't see through you. Now, but they call me the Superman lover. Superman lover, yeah. But something wrong, 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 wrong. There's something wrong with me, you see. Yes, it is. Look, look up in the sky. Come on, look, look. And you'll see me flying by. Why don't you just look, look. And if you do, come on and look, look. I'm flying straight to you. They call me the Superman lover. Say they call me the Superman lover. Yeah. But something wrong. Something is wrong with me to see, man. There's something wrong with me, yes it is. Oh. Rat on with a rat on here. Just look, look. And if you do, come on and look, look. I'm flying straight to you. They call me the Superman lover, yeah. I say they call me the Superman lover, yeah. But something wrong. There's something wrong with me to see. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I have no way of telling when that song is actually ending. That is Mick Ronson and a track called Only After Dark from his album Slaughter on 10th Avenue. It came out in 1974. Classic Spiders from Mars guitar player. Amazing fella. Wrote some cool songs in his day, did Mick. And yeah. I don't think he's with us anymore, though, is he? I don't know. Johnny Guitar Watson, Ain't That a Bitch from 1978, and Superman Lives. Fox Blue Hotel in there, in title track from their 1977 album. May Blitz in there as well. Now, this is interesting because this is one of the problems that I'm running into with this music player, new music player from Apple, is that I actually deleted that May Blitz track and it still played. So that is a problem because I do chop and change my set list for my show on the fly sometimes when I feel it's appropriate. But I deleted that song and it still played it. So that was something that is obviously not going to work if you're DJing using the music app on the new Mac OS. And I was saying earlier that I was on Reddit, and a lot of people are complaining about it. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who uses it as a music player. So I guess maybe get another one and see if what else is out there that I can use, or go back, revert to an older version of iTunes, because this one is absolutely terrible, absolutely awful. And if I can find that, that'd be great. That's, it'll help me out just fine. The previous version, I've got versions of old versions of iPlayer and whatnot on various computers, and they work fine. I don't know why they have to mess about with it. Anyway, enough complaining. What else did you hear in there? Susie Quattro was in there as well. The British Lions, International Heroes, Mama's Boy from Susie Quattro. A big hello to I got somebody in Barbados listening. So Randall was listening in Barbados. He's my friend from here in East Van, and he's spending a month in Barbados. I don't blame him for that, because I wish I was down in Barbados for a month, hanging out and doing pretty well, you know, the beach and jamming and all that kind of stuff. It's where it's at. All right, let's continue with a bit more music. This is, we're rocking out here. So it's interesting because that now I've changed my format to singles format, what I'm actually playing. So I'm noticing very much most of the stuff I have is from the 70s. So what does that say about me? I was a teenager in the 70s. I know a lot of people like to listen to stuff they listened to when they were teenagers. But most of this stuff I didn't listen to in the 70s. It was out of my zone, shall we say. So I'm rediscovering music from the 70s that I didn't listen to in the 70s. And so that's I thought was an interesting take on things. Anyway, let's get back on with it. This is a band called Widowmaker. They had an album out called Widowmaker in 1976. It featured some pretty famous dudes in this band. I think Mickey Moody was in it and went on to Whitesnake fame at some point. Anyway, this is a track called Such a Shame. Nobody seems to want to buy it.
Death is no easy answer for those who really wish to know. Just ask those who've been before you. What fate does the future hold? It ain't pretty, it ain't pretty. The messenger you all should know. I am a warrior. I deliver the fatal blow. So fate will have to wait till time can heal a scar. See my heart, it's ruled by Venus. My head by Mars. Space, space. This is for all the cowboys, this one.